spent a good portion of last night trying the broom challenge. Yes, it's February. I actually ended up watching the Westminster Dog Show at some point, and the Coyotes get a victory. It was a good win for the Coyotes. They were down 2-0 very early at Montreal last night. Jacob Chychrun had the tie-breaking power play goal with a minute to go. The Coyotes have not been good here as of late. In fact, there's many that believe that are close to the team, that see the team, that Antti Raanta and the rest of the Coyotes, as long as Darcy Kuemper is not between the pipes, they're not going to make it to the postseason. And that would be a bitter disappointment considering how well they played in November and into December. So they get a win last night, a good victory. They're at Toronto tonight. Try to sit through the Suns game. It's mind-numbing. Can you imagine being Monty Williams and Kelly Oubre misses the team bus, and then they don't start him, and then about an hour before game time, this is in L.A. against the Lakers, DeAndre Ayton's ankle is acting up, and so DeAndre Ayton doesn't play. The thing that drives me absolutely crazy, I was joking about the broom challenge earlier, is on social media, people put up a Cam Johnson dunk in the first quarter like it's the greatest thing ever, and the Suns lose by 25. Okay, I don't know what it is in this current day and age with fandom where seeing a great play is something that they want to talk about and see about over and over and over, and then the team just gets absolutely destroyed. Is that what we've reached with the Suns in particular? I think I see that more when a team is bad, and I get it, fans want something to grab onto, but you would think at some point this is unacceptable. Because guess what? We're heading down the same road as we've been on for the last 10 years of the Suns not making the postseason. The exact same road. And yet, a dunk here or a dunk there, and you get drilled by 25? I mean, you just don't want to accept losing, I guess. And I don't mean this as a blanket statement to every fan out there. It just feels like in this day and age on social, and look, I'm on social a lot, but the idea of look at how great we are, and even the Suns' own team Twitter feed puts this stuff out and gets lots of views, and we celebrate one play when the lump sum is getting destroyed by 25. So they host Golden State tomorrow night. It's nothing, I'm not hating on Monty Williams, not hating on players. I'm just kind of like, where have we gone to? If this were any other city, I guess if this were any other city in the NBA, I mean, in Denver, they've got a much better team than what's going on here. I wouldn't call Denver fans better than Phoenix fans. I wouldn't call Laker fans better. They just have a history and tradition and heritage that we don't have here in Phoenix, especially when you miss the postseason for 10 freaking straight years in a row. I like what the Diamondbacks have done here in the offseason. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. Yesterday, they signed Nick Ahmed to a contract extension. It takes him through four more seasons. Nick Ahmed has won gold gloves each of the last 2 years. When Nick Ahmed first came up, I'm going to borrow a line from my friend, the late, great Joe Garagiola Sr. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. He couldn't hit. And now he's developed into a very, very good player. But this offseason has been one of interest. Madison Bumgarner comes on board, Sterling Marte, Cole Calhoun. You know, you look at where the team is. This is not about getting to 100 victories because that's where the Dodgers are going to go. This is about getting to 90 wins or thereabouts to be involved in the wild card discussion. And I think that's more than capable for this team. If Madison Bumgarner pitches as we've seen him pitch, if Robbie Ray can get to the 15-win mark, you know, I think they're going to be really interesting this season and not just a team that sits here up until the All-Star break and then fizzles and falls apart. Story was leaked out yesterday, and I'm sure Major League Baseball is part of this just to see what the fans have to say and what the media reaction would be. Did you hear about this? Huge changes in the postseason potentially. They would add four teams to play October baseball, 14 teams. There'd be no more game 163. The team with the best record in each league would get a first round bye. But get this, the team then would be able to choose who they would play in the second round of the playoffs. You know, it's like playing kickball. Yeah, that's the last kid over there. We're going to pick him. We'll play them. It's fine. We'll take them apart. So what we're talking about here from baseball's point of view is reality TV. This is like The Bachelor. It's a gimmick. It's something that you look at and say, are we grasping at straws here? I get it. They're all concerned about pace of play and social media buzz. But really, picking teams, that's where we've come to? Don't get it. Speaking of sports, I'm Brad Sussmat.